Hello?
Secretary Rusk on 9-1.
I'm still waiting a call back from Dirksen, but I did talk to Hickenlooper. He said he thought his side, he wasn't absolutely certain of Case, would resist any amendments watering down the August resolution. He said he tried to get them, the committee to report this thing out yesterday. I think that Hickenlooper will be helpful tomorrow morning.
Fulbright told George that he wasn't going to do anything tomorrow. I was going to have Dave Bell and Gallon, but he didn't see how he could get them together tomorrow.
Oh, my God.
So we're going to start that before we get it.
Oh, gee.
Did he say whether he thought Morris had offered or not?
No, I didn't. I didn't talk to him about Morris. I talked to him about his side of the aisle, and he was worried. He said that if the Democrats come apart and try to water this thing down, that he said he would try at least to delay it if they try to do that. But he wants them to go ahead and Hickenlooper wants them to go ahead and report the thing out and not horse around with any amendments of any sort.
I sure hope so.
Yeah.
He thinks his folks stay with him. You be sure to talk to Dirksen. And when you talk to Dirksen, tell him you're starving out there.
All right.
So we borrowed all we can borrow from Korea, and we borrowed all we borrowed from these other 80 nations. And that if they don't want people starving in refugee camps, don't want a disgrace, that they had all January and February now. And that Mansfield's off, and you know he's sick, but that the president told you that Dirksen said he was going to handle these things, and for him to get a hold of his people and tell them not to let them delay it anymore on that committee, because they reported tomorrow they wouldn't get it up till next week, time they file that report, and delays over a day or two, and all that kind of stuff. And then it has to go to conference, and God knows when we'll get it.
Right.
Now, there's one other thing I wanted to ask you. I was talking to Cornelius Gallagher, who's a hell of a good man, our friend on that committee.
Right.
And then I talked to Doc Morgan. They think if they get Rodenberg to stay away from there, and maybe Diggs, and that one of them might just move to rescind this damn this authority. And call for the roll call and say, I believe we ought to back up our boys, but there have been a lot of people talking about how sentiment was. We think Rusk made a hell of a good witness, and we think Taylor made a good witness, and we think Bell, that ex-Marine, made a good witness. And we just don't intend to rescind any authority, but let's just see what the sentiment is in this committee, and then vote about 30-0 against rescinding. I think that would serve notice that they'd never budge in that House side. And I think that would be pretty good. I talked to Doc Morgan. He said they might be able to get that done. I talked to George Ball. He said he thought it'd be all right. Gallagher's sitting here with me now, and he's going back on the Hill, and we're not going to quote us, but just might on his own get enough of those proxies in there and get Morgan to call a meeting. And they're going to have a meeting of the Rules Committee tomorrow to get a rule.
Right.
And just let them vote against rescinding. Since Morris has thrown down the gauntlet over in the House, just say, don't know what Morris is going to do in the Senate, but we're going to pass on in the House right now.
I think that'd be a pretty good idea. That fella Gallagher's a real fighter.
All right, tell him those two things. Just say those two things to him right now. Here he is.
Neil?
Oh, Dean, how are you?
Well, you're a real fighter, and I appreciate it.
Oh, you did a great job the other day.
Look, if you can get that committee of yours to come out unanimously against any rescission, that'll be a wonderful thing.
Well, that's what we're going to try and work on.
See what you can do on that, huh?
Fine, we're going to get together tomorrow and see if we can crank it up.
You're a great guy, Neil.
Oh, nice to talk to you.
Okay,
thank you very much.
All right.